because I see a lot of people, they just want to automate everything and just want to have everything just lined up, but that's not going to get you far, because first of all, if you automate everything, you don't get to engage with your followers, and they don't, and then they think you're just a robot, right? You're not a real person. And also your heart's not in it. Like, you haven't put blood, sweat, and tears into it, you know, and that shows by how your page is, that it's reflected in your page.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
What's up, guys? In this episode, I'm being interviewed by my friends Tasha and Vivian. They have their own group called Instagram on Facebook, their own podcast where they interview people who have crushed it on Instagram. And I give some of my social media tips and advice on how to grow followers if you're starting from zero, what are some of the key things to think about when starting your Instagram page, and some of the things people aren't doing correctly and the things that you should be doing. So check it out. And also, if you want to join my Facebook group where I teach Instagram and have other influencers and entrepreneurs teach, then send me a direct message on Instagram as ray.ahn, ray.on, and I'll get you guys to be a part of it. Or else you can also just find me on Facebook as Raymond On, A-H-N, and add me there and message me there. So thanks, guys. Hope you enjoy this interview. And, you know, this is my experience from having 2 years grown Instagram personally and grown over 600,000 followers and managing over 4 million followers right now with some friends. So definitely I share some of my wisdom. Hope it provides value. And if you find this interview valuable to you, please leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, and also join my Facebook group. And once again, you can connect with me on Instagram as ray.on. And I look forward to seeing your messages there. Thanks, guys, and hope you enjoy this episode.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we have on Ray from LA. Ray is a social media entrepreneur and is the founder of the Social Ray podcast. He has grown a collective number of over 600K followers on accounts in different niches. He manages over 4 million followers on Instagram and has built a massive influencer network. So, stoked to have you on the podcast, Ray. Cool, so I guess to give our audience a little bit of insight into how you started all of this, can you tell us about your journey into entrepreneurship and how you went from healthcare to social media entrepreneurship?
Yeah, so I was originally in a medical school. I had a human bio degree, and you know, my dad's a dentist and my mom's in acupuncture, and just it kind of made sense for me to follow that traditional route. But you know, I really didn't like the idea of just having to work, you know, like my whole life pretty much, you know, get into debt, student loans, and then study for something that I wasn't even that passionate about. And, you know, with the whole world of social media and online businesses, I saw that there's another route I can take. And it's until when I came across a guy named Pat Flynn, who's an internet blogger and marketer, that I saw like how great the potential is, because he's making 6 figures a month just blogging and, you know, sharing people resources, affiliate, doing affiliate marketing and stuff like that. And so, you know, I started getting into making my own websites, driving traffic, and I use Instagram as one of those sources. And, you know, I realized that Instagram itself is a powerful tool and a powerful platform that people make money off of. So I just went all into Instagram, learning about it personally, networking, and just, you know, I even bought some of my own pages that were 100K. And so, you know, I just really applied myself and tried learning everything, the ins and outs of it, to how to grow Instagram. And I know the algorithms changed a lot since 2 years ago. But, you know, I've been able to, like you said, build over 600K followers since then. And, you know, I'm managing some other friends' pages, so it's over 4 million right now. And I've created a network that's, I mean, it reaches like hundreds of millions of people. But, you know, the whole reason I'm doing what I'm doing is to, you know, make money on my own terms, and so I could create the life I want. And I eventually started podcasting because I was networking with these big influencers and entrepreneurs, and I thought it'd be great to share this knowledge with people and kind of share with people the background story of, you know, how these big influencers got started. And so I've interviewed people like Peter J. Bone, who runs Achieve the Impossible, who he just hit 1 million followers. It's an entrepreneur quote account. And, you know, other people like Randall Page, who runs Live Fit Apparel. And he used the power of Instagram and social media and branding to take his business international. And now it's a 7-figure fitness lifestyle apparel brand. And so, you know, I've been able to meet a lot of cool people through social media and just really seeing the vast potential it has. And right now, you know, I'm starting to just create my own Facebook group, you know, teach people and eventually come out with my own courses and products. So, yeah, that's just a little background. And I've also dabbled in e-commerce, but everything just kind of came as I went. But yeah, that's a little background about my story.
Cool. And can you tell us a little bit more about the accounts that you have grown? Are they in any niches in particular? And have you found some have been easier to grow than others?
Yeah. So, you know, I started off with a motivational account, but I sold that when I hit 70K. But, you know, I've grown other pages in different niches as I saw opportunity. Like the first 100K page I brought was bought was a luxury page. And I bought a couple others after, but, you know, once I bought those pages, I've been able to network with other big pages and kind of grow my smaller pages that way. And, you know, what I've seen a lot of people do is leverage their big page to grow their smaller pages. So I've done that with a couple of my travel pages, and, you know, I use those big pages to get engagement, likes and comments on those smaller pages, and it was able to go viral because I use viral content, which is basically content that's very shareable, content that people will comment on, and just very unique and interesting. And, you know, so I've gone an eye for what can go viral, and, you know, just by looking at other pages, seeing what went viral on their page and reposting it. So I'm basically a page curator where I don't post my own content, but I feature people's content. And I'm sure, you know, those who are listening have seen those pages that are that have a lot of followers, but they feature other pages. So that's basically what I do. And yeah, so I've, you know, dabbled in the travel niche. I've grown one page to around 200K, another one to 100K, and a tech page, which I've grown to over 300K. So basically just, you know, trying out different niches, seeing what kind of posts go viral, and I've just experimented. And you know, now I run some pages in different niches, and I just kind of followed the trend, seeing what kind of pages, like what kind of content and niches are doing well, and kind of followed suit with that.
That's, yeah, so interesting. Do you use those accounts mostly to boost other pages, or do you monetize them by doing shout outs? Like, what's the, why do you enjoy, like, why do you have those big pages? What's the sort of benefit to you to have them?
So why have I pursued those niches, or?
Yeah. So why, for example, is it beneficial to have a virality account?
Yeah. For me, I was just trying to get the numbers so that I could use it to get shout outs because, you know, people don't contact 10-20K pages for shout outs. They contact 100K plus usually. So I was just racking up the numbers, and then, you know, back then when a post went viral, I could gain up to like 5,000 followers, but now it's like only 1,000. I mean, which is still a lot, but it's a lot harder to go viral now because Instagram's been cracking down on, you know, the algorithm and people trying to make posts go viral. It's still possible, but you gotta make sure that you're not doing those automated things, because Instagram can see and flag your account and shadow ban you and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a lot harder now, but, you know, basically I just wanted to get the numbers up so I could do ads on them. But I realized that, you know, that's not the most effective. So I opened my own e-commerce store so I can sell my own products. And that's not, but that's not like my main focus. My main focus is my podcast and teaching people so they can learn. But that's kind of why I dabbled in different niches, so I can just grow a big following and just do shout outs on those.
Ah, that makes sense. I love it. And you said that you were quite good at sort of picking viral content. Have you got any benchmarks or patterns or how you identify that viral content? Like, how could someone, for example, identify something that will do really well?
Yeah, so what I used to do is I went and found pages in my niche that were other content curators, and I would go through their posts and see which got an unusual number of engagements. So say they get 1,000 likes usually, and then I find a post that gets like 10,000 likes, then I would take that content, download it, post it on my page. But, you know, to go viral, it's not just about posting viral content, it's about having a lot of likes and engagement on it right after you post it. So I would have, you know, the other pages I network with, like and comment on that with my bigger pages. And so when they do the engagement on the smaller page, it would blow up. And that's basically how I grew. I grew 100 to 100K, I think, in a month or two. But that was back then when it was like, it was really easy to make things go viral, or at least I knew the method. Now it's a lot harder, but yeah, it's just back then people could grow like crazy.
I love it. And so it sounds like you take a bit of time to curate your feed and find all this content. How long would you say it takes you to find what you think is completely viral content for your accounts?
For me, you know, I've been in the game for a while, so I just scroll through. But honestly, all you got to do is just, you know, see different posts and see what got the most engagement and comments. And then it's just, you just kind of use that as your measuring tool to see what kind of posts go viral. And a lot of times, you don't understand why this went viral, you know, but you just got to look at, you know, how it did in the past and then make it go viral. But some of the things I've noticed that really helps to go viral is if it's a very unique image and, you know, it generates a lot of comments. So, you know, you see pages saying tag your friends or, you know, what would you do if you were here or something like that. So the point is to have a lot of comments and engagement, but over a long period of time, and to make sure you have a call to action in your post so your followers engage with you and interact with you. And so Instagram can see that and see that this post is doing well. And it would, you know, when it gets featured on the Explore search page, then that's when it goes viral.
So you mentioned that you have that little network at the very beginning after you post a photo, they all comment on your post. And so that's what we would refer to, I suppose, as like an engagement group. Now, how big do you need those engagement groups to be to ensure that you get enough likes and comments to go viral?
Yeah, so I see, you know, a lot of people are trying to get like, you know, 10K or under 50K pages to like, and no matter how many you get, you know, a lot of those to like and comment, it's not going to increase your visibility because they're just not that big. So around 100K, because at 100K you can network with pages that are 500K. Even up to 1 million, and so, especially if you have good engagement. So 100K would be the minimum, and, you know, upwards from there, you'd want that type of engagement.
What about, like, would you have all of those 100K accounts commenting on your, or liking your photo as soon as you post? Would you have, like, 5 of them, or would you have 10, or would you have 100? How many would you have initially liking your photo once you post it?
Yeah, so as many as possible, anywhere from 20 to 100 and or more, you know. So a lot of times, you know, you spend time individually messaging accounts asking to like and comment, and then you return the favor for them because you know, you guys pretty much know the game, you know, at around like what you're doing, you know. And so you just network and you just have to DM a lot of pages, and, you know, you see a lot of those pages comment on other pages, so you just kind of notice who are doing those DM likes, that's what it's called, and then you message them to do it on your account and you return the favor for them.
So networking's a bit of a thing here. So do you mostly network on Instagram for getting, say, podcast hosts and getting podcast guests and building that massive network you've created. Does that mostly come from DMing on Instagram?
Yeah, so yeah, everything starts on Instagram. You can take the conversation to Kick, which is another messaging platform, or Telegram, but you know, a lot of people just stay on Instagram because it's easier. And especially when you do DM likes, you know, you want to, when you mention their username, you could click on it right away and engage on them. So, you know, there's underground groups that people have made, like on Telegram and on Kick as well, where they just have big, massive groups do likes all at once. You know, you drop your username and you just, you know, like each other's photos at once. But, you know, it's, you know, a lot have died out and it's just new groups are being made, but a lot of it is, it just comes from networking and knowing the right people. I remember my first time I was invited to an engagement group, like offline of Instagram. It was, you know, I think it was a motivational page, and then it was on GroupMe. And so there's a bunch of pages there and you network with other pages in these, you know, private groups that you get invited to. And so, yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot of groups, especially based on your niche and engagement and size. But, you know, once you have a large enough page, you can get into those groups and network. You know, some groups don't have a size requirement, but most do.
And so what advice would you then give to someone perhaps wanting to start out networking with other perhaps influencers and business accounts on Instagram?
Yeah, so what I would do, you know, you could do what I did, like buy a large page, which you can find on places like OG Flip or Flipmass or Black Hat World, you know, the forums there. But, you know, I would encourage you to just network, first of all, and, you know, try to build at least some type of following so it shows that you've been putting in work. But the importance is just networking and developing a genuine relationship with these people, because, you know, behind each social media page is a real person. And a lot of times people just ask them for free shout outs or just try to get something from them. They don't try to provide value. So if you have a skill like video editing or you see something you could offer, just see how you can help them and then develop a relationship with them. And then, you know, even if you don't have many followers, if you can provide value and show them that, you know, you're there to learn, you're not just there to take something from them, and you develop that relationship, then you could gain access to, you know, maybe the groups they're in or get tips. So a lot of it is networking, providing value, and just developing that genuine just connection. I know it sounds weird on social media, but, you know, behind each page is a real person. So I think people forget that, especially when they see a page with a lot of followers, they think, oh, this is just like all automated or just some robot doing it. But, you know, it's a real person and you can get to know them and get to interact with them and just kind of, yeah, develop a connection that way.
Yeah, I think you're so right about the human behind the account. I think people forget that, especially big accounts do have real humans. And it's funny when people have full-on conversations in the comment section sort of about the account or something. It's like, that person's reading that because they're getting notifications. Mm-hmm. But so a lot of your network has now transferred into real life. Was that started from Instagram DMs? And can you talk us through the kind of message you would send that would provide value and that wouldn't just be just forgotten by them?
Yeah, so I always start off with just, you know, complimenting their page because I genuinely think it's an awesome page. Like, you know, I really like your page. Great job on it. How long have you been running it for? Or if you notice something that can be improved, just, you know, tell them, DM them that, you know, if it's like a million followed page, they probably might not see it or might not be interested unless if it's like for business only. But, you know, they have a lot of ways you can contact them by email or by Kick, you know, but just, you know, make yourself sound professional. Don't just be like, don't just come off as someone who's just, you know, like a kid just trying to like get something from them or just with spelling errors, you know, just come off to them as someone who's just trying to learn and also just I would start off with complimenting them or, asking a question and then just starting off the conversation from there and continuing it. And, sometimes they might not reply back, but, there's a lot of accounts on Instagram. So I would learn from there, and I wouldn't, necessarily reach the bigger accounts. I'd reach those who are, like 50K, 100K, and just start from there. You don't have to start with the huge pages, but just start with those who are a bit above you and just learn from them and then just go from there.
I love it. And I know that we've talked a lot about virality already in this episode, but what would be some other tips you would give to those starting out on Instagram that wanted to grow an account?
Yeah, so first of all, you got to make sure you know what your page is going to be about. Make sure you know what your what message you're trying to share. So if you're if you want to entertain people, make sure your content is all about that. People follow humor comedy accounts for that. They don't follow it for food, so don't just post random posts of food, because I see a lot of people, post various things that people don't even know what you're about. They see a post about your business and a post about you with, your food and post about your dog. So it's just, very confusing. So make sure you know what kind of content you want to share with your audience, because, people follow you for your content. And so, make sure you know what type of value you're bringing to the table. Make sure people know why they're following you. And, have that in your bio. Let them know what you're about. And you kind of said to go viral, but content is really key, because you need that's like your foundation. If you don't have a strong foundation and people don't know what you're about, like, no matter how viral you go, people, you're not going to have a good retention of followers, because they don't know what your page is about. And so start with that, and kind of have a very aesthetic feed, because a lot of people think, posting just stock images on, they find online will get them followers, but you got to find a way to be kind of stand out, visually, aesthetically, do some editing, maybe Photoshop. But and I would just look at other pages, see what other pages are doing, and check how they're doing on Social Blade. It's a online tool you could use to see their growth and see what they're doing, see what type of content they're posting, and go from there.
That's such great advice, and I don't think we've had an episode yet where someone hasn't actually mentioned that content is key. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we can forget that. There's so many add-ons that we have in growing an Instagram account. It's all about the mix, but the bottom line will always be the value, and for a lot of people that means content.
Totally. Yeah, and one good rule of thumb to use is, take a third person's perspective on your page, or ask someone that who's been in the Instagram space or, ahead of you, and say, what do you think? Like, if you look at your own page from a third person's perspective, think about, would I follow this page? And if the answer is no, then you got to rethink your content strategy, because, if you're not even going to follow your own page, and it wasn't your, and you're thinking as if it wasn't yours, what makes you think someone else will want to follow you?
You're so right. And I think my thing is always, people find you based on a photo, but they'll follow you based on your feed. So it's really important that your feed's cohesive, and to treat every photo that you're potentially posting as a component of a mix, not just like a standalone. So always having them, cohesive. But I'm interested, because you've had so many cool guests and things on your podcast. Have you, are there some key things that you've learned from people that you've had on, or in different areas of Instagram, and just the different ways that people have utilized Instagram that you've interviewed? What are some of the key things that you've learned from them?
In terms of what?
In terms of, say, I don't know, if there was something that you were surprised by, that someone who's got a massive account and grows Instagram that you interviewed does, or just any surprises or any interesting things that you've learned from your guests.
Yeah, so what I've noticed was, the people who succeed and stay in the long-term game, they pick a niche, or they post about things that they're really passionate about. If you're just in it for the money, or if you're just in it just to get followers, like, it's not going to you're not going to stick with the long-term. Instagram's a long-term game, and you know, people post every day, and you know, so you got to make sure that whatever you're picking, whatever content you're posting, is something you're passionate about. So for example, my personal page, Ray, Ray.on, like that one, I post inspirational quotes and also just interviews with people I've done, and I make them my own. You know, a lot of them are branded with my username, but it's coming from who I am, and it's coming from what I truly believe in my values. So, you know, I don't have a problem posting every day because it's just it's a message I want to share with the world. It's something I believe in. So yeah, just make sure your head is not just in the followers or the numbers or the money, but you really know what you want to share with the world. You know, my friend Gil, he runs Luxury World Travel with 2.6 million followers. It's like one of the largest luxury travel pages, and he goes around the world just to the best resorts and hotels and, you know, islands, and does content for them. But he started off just with a passion for travel, and he posted luxury travel pictures because, you know, he envisioned himself going to these places, and he would spend hours just, you know, curating content and finding good content. And, you know, for him, it wasn't work. You know, he was in real estate at the time, but for him, it was his passion, and he wanted to share it with the world and just inspire others to travel. And now he's literally doing that and just making a lot of money too. But, you know, it all came from consistency, you know, putting in the work and just really making sure your page is a quality account, spending the time necessary. Because I see a lot of people, they just want to automate everything and just want to have everything just lined up, but that's not going to get you far. Because first of all, if you automate everything, you don't get to engage with your followers, and they don't, and then they think you're just a robot, right? You're not a real person. And also your heart's not in it. Like, you haven't put blood, sweat, and tears into it, you know, and that shows by how your page is, that it's reflected in your page. And so, you know, I engage with everyone who DMs me, and in my comments, I make sure to like them and reply. So a lot of it is work, a lot of it is time, but if you're not willing to do that, then there's no point for you to even get into it, because it's a long-term game. And also, like I said, consistency. You know, I've been posting like every day since like 2 years ago, and you know, at first I was like, how am I gonna ever do this, how do people do this, especially manually? But you know, it's just something you learn over time. It's just like going to school. You know, you just learn to do it over time. And like I said, if your heart's in it and you're passionate about it and it's something you want to share with the world, then it really isn't, it really shouldn't be that much work.
Yeah, I think that is such good advice. And you're right. I feel like you can actually feel the presence behind an account or not. And you sort of know when it's all automated and it's not a personality behind it. But then there's the accounts that do stand out because they do have that passion. So I think you interviewed Ruben from Think Grow Prosper. He was one of those accounts that I'm like, I can actually feel his presence behind the account. Like, there's a lot of those type of personal growth accounts, but his stands out to me because he's so present. I think that's such good advice.
I thought Ray was just going to talk.
Oh no, I thought you were going to ask
questions. No, so I was just now wondering where you go, Ray, for business or life inspiration, because obviously you've done well for yourself so far. Where does it all come from?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, everything I've done was like self-taught. Everything I did was to create a life on my own terms. So, you know, now I'm creating my own Facebook group to teach people, you know, Instagram, social media, and teach updates from, you know, the influencers and entrepreneurs I've met, and just basically just creating my own community so I could, you know, teach, because that's my passion, is to teach and to share, you know, advice and tips that can serve people and for them in their business and life. And right now I'm just looking to just build my own, like, my brand, my following, and just people who know me. And so you know, I even have a podcast about my journey into entrepreneurship, who a friend of mine interviewed me about, and just kind of putting myself out there, making myself known, like my face known. And I've been doing that more with my personal page, Ray on. and just continue to go that path. And, you know, I'm still learning. It's not like, you know, everything's clear and set, but just taking one step at a time. But I know my passion is with podcasting, you know, sharing stories of people who've made it from nothing. And it's just really inspiring to hear it and to share it with people. Because I think a lot of people get lost or lonely, especially when they're trying to figure out what they want to do with their life. And I know I felt the same way when I first got into entrepreneurship and finding out what I, you know, how to create my own path in life. And so, yeah, basically to create a community of entrepreneurs, influencers to help one another and take each other to the next level. And, of course, expanding my podcast, the Social Rate podcast as well. It's been doing better, but just being consistent on it and just putting in work towards that.
That's so exciting. I love seeing all your stuff come up, and you always have such value-driven content that you provide and that you give your audience. What I've noticed as well, sort of you ramping up your personal brand, what do you think is, like, do you think it's really important for people to develop their personal brand, like, with a future focus if they're going down that route? Or what are your thoughts on personal branding?
So I think you know, like, kind of like I said before, but, you know, you really have to know what message you want to share with your personal brand. And so for me, you know, the message I want to share is that, you know, you know, anyone can do it if they really put in the time. You know, there's some people I've interviewed who started as young as 15, you know, a guy named Vince Wang, who, you know, his parents got divorced at 15 and they only had $24 in their bank account. And he basically tried finding different avenues to make money, and he came across dropshipping eventually. And, you know, this was after, you know, many years of being, you know, rejected by people because he's so young, you know, trying to find marketing clients. And, you know, in being rejected by, he even tried real estate at such a young age, you know. And he just went out and, you know, took action, and now he's created multiple six-figure e-commerce stores. You know, he's been able to, you know, now he has mentors who are millionaires, multimillionaires, and it's just like his story, like, is just one of many, but it just shows you that, you know, if you really put in the time and the work, then you could really go far. And so, yeah, that's what I want to share, like, stories of hope, inspiration, and, like, success. You know, how do they think that, you know, they're able to get to where they are from nothing? And what steps have they taken to get there, you know?
Yeah, so important. And I guess just for our audience, who a lot of them are starting from, like, ground zero, what do you think would be a good first step for someone to take in finding their passion or finding what they're wanting to do in the world to do this type of thing?
So you have to, you know, you really have to be kind of put yourself out there. You know, I would have never thought of me having my own podcast, interviewing all these big influencers, you know, but it just starts with the first step, right? There's a quote, it's like, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. But if you never take that step, or you never even give yourself permission to take that step because you're too afraid of what might happen or it might not work out, then you'll never know. You know, I was in medical school, and if I was too afraid to venture out and, you know, take this social media thing seriously, I would never have networked with these 6-7 figure entrepreneurs and influencers with millions of followers, you know. And it's just the first step, I think, is to believe in yourself, to, and especially, like, if you're not happy where you're at, like, what is there to lose, right? Like, if you're not happy, like, doing what you're doing, then why not take that risk and chance to explore different avenues and options? So I would say the first step is to, you know, be curious and to put yourself out there, because, you know, no one's going to tell you to do it. Like, no one told me to, you know, build an Instagram or anything like that. It's just I applied myself and put myself out there. But it wouldn't have happened if I never took that first step, you know?
Oh, amazing. That is the best advice to end on, I think. You've summed that up perfectly. So, yeah, I just want to thank you, Ray, for taking the time and sharing all of your wisdom and experience in this field. And I think our audience is going to get some value gems from this. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode where I was the one being interviewed and I shared some of my social media tips. If you guys want more, you know, tips or questions you have, then join my Facebook group, DM me on Instagram as ray.on, or Facebook, message me as Raymond On. And you should also check out Tasha and Vivian's podcast. It's called Asagram. They also have their own Facebook group. So check the show notes. I'll give more information there, and look forward to seeing you guys in my Facebook group.